Marine photographer, videographer, and environmentalist Bob Talbot has been working in and around the ocean since he was a young man living along the California coastline. His experiences have led him to believe that in order to achieve real positive change in our ocean, we need to change the conversation about the environment. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, John.
Many of those conversations these days are about the issues the ocean faces: acidification, loss of habitat, marine debris, the list goes on. What are you observing through your work?
Well, what I've seen over the years, John, and you know, I've been diving now for just over 40 years, and I've noticed a huge difference in the areas I dive in. In the Monterey area, you noticed it's night and day from Point Lobos Reserve to outside the reserve. That's a pretty limited baseline. If we want to look at a real true baseline of ocean health, we would go back maybe 1,000 years or so. So there's quite a shift.
You referenced Monterey Bay as a story of hope. How is that so?
Well, Monterey Bay is one of the rare places where things are better now than they were 200 years ago.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool thing. It gives you some hope. It gives you some hope when you look at so many places that just continue to get worse, and you see this sanctuary, literally a national marine sanctuary, that's been healing.
Do you think it's possible to replicate that kind of success in other places?
Absolutely. And we see it here in Chesapeake Bay, where seven states have got together to manage water quality in the bay. And that's unusual. It's a tough political environment today. There are a lot of economic considerations to be considered. And, you know, quite frankly, to have seven separate states get together and decide, okay, we're going to make a huge change here is historic, in my opinion.
And well said. Thank you. How has the time you've spent in the field altered your perspective on ocean conservation?
I have to say that over the years, I've come to understand that there's a lot that we're doing in ocean conservation that isn't working. I think we need to take a new look at how we go about conservation efforts. Even the word conservation, environment, these words have been fatigued over the years. And I think people need to understand it's more about connection. It's less about judgment. That it has to do more with intellectual decisions than it has to do with emotional judgment.
Mm-hmm. Given your unique vocation, how do you use your work to reach people?
What I try to do is create a connection between people and the ocean so that we understand a little more about how things work there, how animals interact, how ecosystems interact, and do it through an entertaining way that's informative but more entertaining that people can relate to emotionally.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for all the great work you're doing at the aquarium, John.
Bob Talbot recently spoke about Monterey Bay's progress and other topics at the National Aquarium as part of the Marjorie Lynn Bank Lecture Series. You can see a video of his lecture at aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.